This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
And Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments joins us this evening to unpack the day's market activity. Wayne, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Sure, appreciate it.
Well, Wayne, what a bleak day. Literally red screens all around, but really, really high reds as well.
Yeah, look, this is exactly the opposite of what happened on Friday. Friday, the mining shares were up 5%. Today, they're down 5%. And it's all to do with this perception of when are interest rates going to change. Of course, you've got the Middle East escalation, which doesn't help either. But the data that came out today was the U.S. economic data. Their economy, you know, is going to grow 2.5%, which in a high interest rate environment is astonishingly good. And, of course, that is good news for the USA, but it's bad news for interest rates. In other words, the chances once again of getting interest rate cuts this year have again receded now, and the market doesn't like that. And especially emerging markets and especially commodity shares. So unfortunately, we're riding this seesaw at the moment. Last Friday, it was exactly the opposite. And yesterday, but especially today, now everyone's worried about this again. And then in 2 days' time, 1 week's time, another piece of data will come out and the market could swing the other way. Unfortunately, this is the state that we are in now because interest rates have peaked and now everyone in the market's worried when they're going to fall, what's going to happen, etc.
When is this an equities, flee as well? Are we seeing investors deciding to opt out of equities into something a little bit more certain, considering all the uncertainty?
Yes, there will always be. I mean, higher interest rates, in theory, is never good for equity because you have an alternative. You can put your money in the bank. I mean, the U.S. 10-year bond is yielding 4.6%, which in the U.S. terms is very high because remember it yielded below 1% up until about a year and a half ago for almost a decade. So no one wanted to put their money in the bank and earn 1% or less. So they were, but now, 4.7%, it becomes an attractive alternative. And that's why shares generally just don't like high interest rates for that very reason. And maybe with the uncertainty now about interest rate cuts coming, and as I mentioned earlier on the Middle East escalation, people might opt out of shares, which is exactly what happened today in our market, and put your money in cash.
What we also saw today, Wayne, was the breaching of the 19 rand to the dollar mark. That's a cause for concern. Brent also breaching that $90 mark there. That does paint a difficult picture for us here at home.
Yes, it does. Look, I'm very surprised that the oil's at 90. Very surprised. And gold as well. Gold hasn't moved either. Sure. So, but the rand has weakened. And it's actually dollar strength, more correctly. I mean, the rand hasn't changed much against the pound and the other currency. So this is not just once again a resumption to the dollar strength story, because if U.S. interest rates stay higher for longer, people will leave their monies in dollars for longer and even buy more dollars. And all other currencies will weaken against the dollar, especially emerging market currencies like ours.
It really is a rather bleak picture. And like I always say, I just thought at this time of 2024, Wayne would be having a completely different conversation.
It is coming. Interest rate cuts are coming. So over the next 2 or 3 years, things could look very different. But right now, it's difficult.
Let's also get into some company news now, where we are seeing good news. Is Purple Group back in the black?
Yes, they turned a 10 million rand loss into a 10 million rand profit. Market liked it. Last time I looked, which admittedly was a couple of hours ago, the share price was up 20-odd%. Sure. And it's really their easy equities business. They've got quite a bit more revenue there. They've got a lot wider product range going out. And they've kept quite a good control over costs. So, look, I mean, 10 million rand profit isn't big for a company that's worth, well, it's worth almost a billion rand now today. But at least they have swung into a profit. And it seems to be going in the right direction after having, quite a tough period, over the last while.
Another impressive company coming out with some kind of update today, Afrimat. They expect their earnings to rise by as much as a quarter. That's quite a number.
Yeah, it's quite good. I mean, Afrimat has bought Lafarge, so that there might be some, might be difficult to read the numbers because of that acquisition. But this is one of the last survivors in the building and construction sector. It's truly remarkable that they're still here. So it shows they're very resilient and can change and adapt to varying circumstances. It's a good set of results. And once again, last time I looked, the price hadn't changed much, but still, nevertheless, earnings are up, and that's a good sign for them.
I'll just ask you, Wayne, about a story that came out yesterday, but keen to get your thoughts on it. Yesterday, Barloworld came out with the thinnest cautionary announcement I've seen in a while, but that seems to have caused a rally in their stock price. Keen to get your thoughts on what that could be about.
Well, who knows? Maybe they're selling some of their overseas businesses. I mean, they've got big businesses overseas. Maybe they want to buy someone. Unfortunately, when you get such a short cautionary, you got no idea what it's all about, but certainly the share price was up strongly.
And must also get your thoughts on VW Group announcing a 4 billion rand investment in South Africa. I think that's certainly something we welcome.
Yes, it's clearly a welcome. It's a wonderful investment to have that. But of course, the motor car industry in South Africa is heavily protected, to create the environment where they can make jobs and where they can be profitable. But the cost of that is that you and I pay twice as much for a car than what we should, because there's 100% import duties on cars to protect the local industry. So even though it's fantastic, the investment, and it's fantastic, the job creation, there is a cost to all of this. And the cost is, as I said, cars cost twice as much for us consumers.
I think that's a very sobering stat to bring to us, Wayne, and certainly something worth investigating in the future. I'd like to thank you for your time this evening.
Pleasure.
Wonderful. That was Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments with your market wrap-up this evening. And I think bringing some light to why it could be possible that cars are just not as affordable as they used to be. In fact, later we'll be speaking to WesBank. They say that millennials and Gen Zs still prefer private mobility, meaning we still prefer to own our own cars. Even though we see e-hailing, there's the Gautrain, all of that booming, people still love to own their ride.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.